How well do you get along with your family? Maybe you're one of the lucky ones and everything's hunky-dory. But for many of us, growing up was a challenge, and relating to our family as adults can be tough. Therapist and relationship expert Nedra Glover-Tawab offers clear advice in the instant New York Times bestseller, Drama Free, A Guide to Managing Unhealthy Family Relationships. Nedra runs a popular Instagram account where she shares practices, tools, and reflections for mental health. And she joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
People are more than one thing. When someone has harmed you, it can be hard to see all of the parts of who they are. But those backstories really matter. If you can dig deeper and try to determine what happened to them, or even to try to consider information that you already know, you can have more compassion for the situation. Compassion does not absolve them from any of the harm that they caused you, but it certainly makes you less stressed and less angry about the situation. Anger is not necessarily a bad thing, but if we sit with it for too long, it can be really harmful to our spirits. So when we've been harmed by a family member, it is important to think of them as more than one thing. Yes, they may have caused harm, and also there are other parts to them. What are those parts? What is their story? Be the change you wish to see in your family. The people who created the problem, the people who see nothing wrong with the way that things are currently, or the people who have no interest in changing may not be the people to help you get past the issues in your family. You will have to take charge. You will have to be the cycle breaker. It doesn't mean that you'll always operate alone, but it does mean that you may have to start the process. Hopefully, others will join in because they see your hard work. They understand how much you care about the relationship. But putting the work on the people who have the problem may not be the best fix. You can change a relationship by your efforts and by the things that you're willing to do for the relationship. Mind reading is not a loving practice. Unclear needs are often unmet needs. When we want something from someone, it is best for us to let them know directly. Expecting the person who created the issue to come with a solution can often set us up for failure. If we are unclear, perhaps it makes the most sense to determine what we want in that situation with the other person. Sometimes the answer lies in the opposite of what happened, or the answer is having a conversation and talking it through with the other person. But when we know our needs, we should certainly give the other person the opportunity to meet those needs, to be there for us, and to be present in what we're needing in that moment. If we are withholding, it is possible that we are expecting the person to figure it out with no direction. Healing is an ongoing practice, and it doesn't look one way. Old wounds still hurt. When we have a sore spot, some things are still sensitive to touch. There is no time frame for getting over, moving on, being through with something. Things may linger with us forever, but hopefully, at some point, we're able to think about some things less. Maybe they will hurt less, or at least when we think about them, we won't become undone. But expecting things to completely go away, to have no memory of something that was once painful, is not realistic. Perhaps we should move towards things taking time, or things being with us and us being less impacted by the things that are with us. It's not a practice that we need to hold to quickly get over things or to move past things. Some things still have meaning. When we think about the death of a loved one, we certainly don't want to forget about a person or erase the memory of them. Our work perhaps may be to live in the now with this devastation of the loss. It's not always getting over, moving past. Sometimes it is moving forward. You can create the life you want. When you come from a dysfunctional family, it's often assumed that you will be like the others in that family, but there's an opportunity for you to see the issues and change them within yourself. Sometimes there is support within that family, or you may have to go to others, perhaps mentors, therapists, friends, members of the community for support. You can change. Sometimes that change takes place over a period of time, and sometimes you just know this isn't what you want. It is possible to do something different when you have the courage and when you notice a problem. The people in your family may not support you making those changes, but there is support with other chosen family members. You must be open to building family with friends, with supports in your community, sometimes with coworkers, sometimes with organizations that you're a part of. But you have to get really clever with what family means to you, particularly when you have challenges within your family. You have to look outside of the system. You can change. And within your family, I wonder if there are supports that you're overlooking. Are there more conversations that need to be had with supportive family members? Are there deeper conversations that need to be had with certain family members? Take some time to look around you and see what support is there, and you will find the courage to change.
Thank you, Nedra. That was Nedra Glover-Tawab with 5 big ideas from Drama Free, a guide to managing unhealthy family relationships. You might also want to listen to our book bite for Nedra's previous book, Set Boundaries, Find Peace, a guide to reclaiming yourself. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.